Christmas time creates two situations when it comes to pets like cats and dogs. One involves a new pet coming into a home as a present. The other involves the pet who's already part of the family. What these two sides share is a need for us to watch after our pets, keep them safe from what we see as part of festive decorations, but in a lot of cases create health dangers for those pets. Joining us to give you a heads up about caring for, watching out for your pets the next few days, especially since it's going to be kind of crazy around the house, isn't it? Is an authority in traditional as well as alternative veterinary medicine for pets. Author of books including Naturally Healthy Dogs and, to give equal time, Naturally Healthy Cats. She's also the founder and director of Chagrin Falls Veterinary Center in Ohio. Creator of the Paws Pet Anti-Aging Wellness Systems. Dr. Carol Osborne, how are you today, doctor?
Ah, wonderful. Thanks for having me, Chris.
Two websites and they are on our homepage as well, drcarol.com. And if you are in the vicinity of Chagrin Falls, the veterinary center that the doctor operates, ChagrinFallsPetClinic.com, find out more about the good doctor services in that regard. I want to start with the general. We'll get into a couple of specifics as we go along. There are times like Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and, you know, pet might be used to a couple of people around the house, maybe a husband, wife, and a kid. Now, all of a sudden, there's 35 people coming in, ranging from grandma who wants to feed the dog that stuff that the dog shouldn't be eating to little Timmy who's trying to whack the cat over the head with something that he got for Christmas. And say the least, this could be stressful times for pets in this sudden change of what is a normal environment. What are some ways to lessen the stress for the pets without isolating the pet?
Well, I think, you know, that's a great point. And the first thing that I would say is make sure your pet has a collar with ID tags with your name and phone number and or an up-to-date microchip, because it's a terrible time to lose your pet. As far as, you know, all the guests coming in, lots of stress. So how do we relieve pet stress? Well, first of all, get your pets outside and exercise them, assuming you have a dog. Remember, a tired pet is a happy, well-behaved pet. So exercise first and foremost. And then if you're looking for some alternative remedies, you know, just to sort of cut the edge, essential oils we use a lot of in our veterinary clinic. I use a blend of three types of chamomile along with blue cypress. You just squirt a couple of drops on their back. You can do it twice a day. It smells good, completely safe. And like I said, it's kind of like just having a little glass of wine. You can buy a pheromone diffuser and just plug it in. That emits these, you know, pheromones that can cut a little bit of anxiety sometimes. And there's another remedy called Box Rescue Remedy. It's a homeopathic combination of five flowers over the counter. You can put a couple of drops in your pet's mouth, add it to the food or the water bowl, or just rub a few drops on the inner hairless portion of your dog's ears or your cat's ears. Those are the homeopathic pressure points. And again, completely safe, but it just, you know, kind of takes the edge down.
I was going to call it old wives' tale, but the belief is that among plant decorations, poinsettia is a danger to pets, where it can be, but it's not the worst. And when I was doing research, things like mistletoe, and it's called Christmas rose lilies, they're not the most commonly used decorations, which might be a good thing, because from what I was able to learn, they seem to be the most dangerous if you have a pet around the house and they might get into and chomp down on.
You know, you're right, Chris. When it comes to plants, we're talking about cats. You know, dogs, they're going to get in the food. Cats, they're going to get in the plants. So number one plant, lily. Lilies are lovely, but they cause kidney failure and they're deadly. So lilies are bad, and holly and mistletoe is also lethal. So if you got those kind of plants around the house, put them up high out of your pet's paw reach, because that's a sure way to ruin the holiday. When it comes to dogs and your food, you know, if you got a chow hound and a big spread sitting out, you're asking for trouble. So although it's usually fine to give a little, you know, turkey, some green beans, and maybe some sweet potatoes to your pet, in excess, those things are probably going to make your pet sick. And if you could stick to your routine, stick to your normal diet as much as possible, that's the best advice I can give you. You know, have a little place when your pet gets tired that he or she can, you know, have a little bit of R&R, you know, their own little happy place. You got a lot of pet guests coming over. Make sure that, you know, medications are safely stored, again, so your pet doesn't have access to them. If you're baking cookies, don't let your dog get into the raw cookie dough because that'll make them super sick. If you're brining your turkey, make sure you dispose of the salt water used to brine the turkey because that causes a salt toxicosis in dogs and cats. If you're baking stuff, you know, with xylitol, that sugar alternative, that'll make them sick. And for anybody out there that's, you know, going to make some marijuana brownies or chocolate chip cookies, remember, pet's sense of smell is very good, and marijuana toxicity is jumped right to the top of the list now that it's legal in almost every state. So when you're done cooking, make sure that you bag everything up, throw it away outside of the home, hopefully in a trash can with a pet-proof lid.
Yeah, it's a very important point because a new smell is an attraction for both dogs and cats because they are naturally curious individuals. Talking with Dr. Carol Osborne, who is the founder, director of the Sherrin Falls Veterinary Center in Ohio, creator of the Paws Pet Anti-Aging Wellness Systems, author of the books Naturally Healthy Dogs, Naturally Healthy Cats, drcarol.com, Sherrin Falls PetClinic.com, her websites, which we have on our homepage as well, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Going back to the pets, and if something very dangerous to a pet's health happens, especially during the holiday season, I mean, a veterinary might not always immediately be necessary. There are phone numbers. We'll put these up on our homepage, too, for the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center. It's 888-426-4435. And the Pet Poison Helpline, which is 855-764-7661. We'll post them on our homepage, so you don't mean to rush through those. And those are available 24/7. But what are some steps people can take in the immediate, should something really run afoul with their pets and their health during a holiday season, especially at night on Christmas Eve, getting to a vet or a pet hospital is going to be challenging at best, if at all possible.
You know, that's another good point. I think that in addition to your veterinarian's phone number, the phone number of a local pet emergency room posted in a place where everybody can find it. And if you have a little pet emergency kit at home, you can make one or you can buy one. Those can come in handy for a variety of things. Remember, if you guys are out there decorating your home, you want to decorate according to the age and activity level of your pets and children. Avoid glass ornaments. You can make great homemade ornaments. Avoid angel hair and tinsel. That's a big one for cats. You know, they choke on it. If you've got candles, remember that wagging tails will knock the candles down, and, you know, you can end up burning your house down. So you just have to be really, really smart about all that. Something people might not know, Chris, with respect to food, grapes and raisins. One or two grapes or raisins, which, again, is usually going to be a dog situation, can be quite serious, causing permanent kidney damage. I've seen that in my practice more than once. So, you know, if you're around and you spill a grape on the floor or a raisin and you look down and it's gone, tell somebody right away so, you know, they can address that. And for those pet lovers out there that are going to travel with their pets this holiday season, millions of people are traveling. So, you know, call ahead. Make sure your pet is welcome at the destination that you're going to choose. Visit your vet. Get a copy of the records. Make sure your pet is up to date on shots. You have to be smart about all those things. And also, remember, there's this mystery dog respiratory illness, which is spread to over 37 states at this point. It's airborne. So a couple of the vaccines, the influenza, and that they call it kennel cough, it's a combination of respiratory bacteria and viruses that affect dogs. Those are two vaccines you want to make sure your pet is up to date on, so he or she doesn't end up with this mysterious respiratory illness.
Got about a minute and change left here. I want to give a little focus on your Paws Pet Wellness products, because I can imagine, too, especially for older animals, where traditional health care and their elements might be more limiting as a pet ages, alternative health care items are much more prolonged, have a much more prolonged use for animals of all ages.
You know, again, that's an excellent point. And the PAWS Pet Vitamin System, it's a PAAWS, is a natural combination of 45 different vitamins, minerals, herbs, anti-aging factors, all sort of rolled up into a tasty treat that we give to pets based on age and body weight. And it'll literally kind of turn back the clock. In the clinical trials that we ran, we found that pets were able to enjoy 2 to 3 extra healthy years with moms and dads instead of spending a bunch of time at the veterinary office. So we give the nutrients to try to optimize our pet's health, as opposed to good health. We try to offer optimal health. So keeping your pet lean, feeding them a natural organic diet, and a good vitamin supplement like the Paws, works wonders for a lot of pets.
Looking at the Dr. Carroll's website, drcarroll.com, the whole product list is available there. And it's, if your pet has a specific ailment, there is an alternative treatment to address that as well. You can find that at drcarroll.com. If you're in the Chagrin Falls area in Ohio, chagrinfallspetclinic.com. Learn more about the doctor's immediate services there. We've been talking with the veterinarian as well as author of books, including Naturally Healthy Dogs and Naturally Healthy Cats. Dr. Carol Osborne, thanks for the awareness how we need to be alert. Much like we would watch a newborn baby, we have to watch our pets in a lot of the same ways when you think about it. And thank you so much for being here today. Have a terrific holiday.
Well, thank you, Chris. And remember to let your pet get into the act of gift giving, and that the best gift of all is your love.